Well, hello, friends. So glad you can join us here on Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Liz, and we are going to start our fashion article for this month. Yes, fashion. Don't know about you, but that's something that I certainly am interested in. I wouldn't say that I'm always following it, like being a fashion-forward person necessarily, but it's something that I do keep an eye on from time to time. And in the studio with me, I have Campbell, who I think is one of the most fashion-forward person I'm here at Studio Classroom. Hi, Campbell.
Hello, Liz. It's great to be here. I'm excited to be talking about this lesson on fashion. I, too, am very interested in fashion. So
yes, I can tell.
This will be very interesting.
Friends, if you ever get to come and visit us at Studio Classroom, you will see that Campbell is very fashion conscious. He's always so well dressed, and he just knows how to put pieces together and the colors and everything and just different styles. And so, yes, definitely glad to have Campbell here with us to talk about fashion.
Well, thank you, Liz.
And with me is my friend Amanda.
Hello. Hi, listeners. Good to be here.
It's always good to have you here, Amanda. You always give me a different perspective on things, and I so appreciate that because sometimes I miss stuff. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about fashion?
Yeah, I actually do enjoy following fashion. I think just in recent years, I've tended to just look at different countries' fashion around the world, whether it be French fashion, Italian fashion, mm-hmm. just seeing the differences between it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think deep down, I've always had a little bit of an interest in it.
Yeah, Amanda sometimes DIYs her own clothes.
Totally.
You know, she makes her own clothes sometimes, so I would say she's fashion forward as well.
She definitely has her own style too. That is something very cool because, you know, when it comes to fashion, honestly, there is no set rule that there is only one way to do something.
Yes.
And we know that there are different forms, styles, mm-hmm. schools. Yes. And so, yes, so good to have you join us, Amanda. I'm glad that you can help me out here with a different Yes. So what exactly are we talking about today when it comes to fashion? We're talking about student designers. And if you have a copy of this month's Advance magazine with you, we are on page 24. Student designers, and they are pushing fashion forward. Now, when we push something forward, obviously, in a physical sense, you're moving an object forward. But in this case, we're not really doing it in a physical sense, right, Campbell?
No, when we say that someone pushes fashion forward, we mean that they are creating new designs, they're making improvements and changing the way people look at fashion.
Exactly. And underneath the title, what do we see, Amanda?
It says, Maryland students are using various mediums to create exciting designs.
All right. So Maryland, a state in the United States, on the East Coast, we have some students there, and today we're going to be looking at two of them and how they are using various mediums to create exciting designs. Mediums, first of all, let's go over that real fast. What's that?
Mediums are the materials that artists use, or it could be the creative methods they use to create the art they're doing.
Right.
Right. So if we're talking about a painter, he might use oil paint or acrylics. Right. These are his medium. Or an artist might use metal or clay to create a piece of art. These things are their mediums.
Right. And so when it comes to fashion, obviously we think of fabric, first of all. But there are other things to think about. And we will find out what these new designers are using and some of the stuff that is going on as they are creating and what they're thinking and how they're trying to express themselves and these different ideas that they have through their creation. Okay, so let's go ahead with the first part of today's reading. We're just going to go over the first half of the first column. Please follow along.
Student designers push fashion forward. Maryland students are using various mediums to create exciting designs. They are as well-versed in 3D printing, weaving, and the anthropology of fashion as they are in classic looks from Chanel and Dior. Students in the Maryland Institute College of Arts Fibers program approach fashion from an unusual perspective. Graduates are creating inventive garments informed by education, rooted in an understanding of textiles. Fashion is a cultural force that relates to how we communicate ideas, values, fears, and aspirations, said Fibers Department Chair Valeska Popola. The quality that makes our graduates so valuable is their ability to think critically and ask hard questions about how the fashion system functions. Here's a look at two recent graduates who are creating exciting designs.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you for helping us out with that reading. Okay. They are as well-versed in 3D printing, weaving, and the anthropology of fashion as they are in classic looks from Chanel and Dior. They. Who are they, Campbell?
Well, we're talking about the student designers. So here the they refers to these people who are studying design and fashion. And we say that they are well-versed. And well-versed just means that they have a lot of knowledge about it. So they're well-versed in 3D printing. We've done many articles on advanced about 3D printing. Weaving, which is a way of creating fabric. And the anthropology of fashion. Now, the anthropology of something is the development and how it came to be.
Right. And how people over the course of time through history have been dealing with this subject, specifically fashion.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one end. And all that is being compared to their understanding of classic looks from Chanel and Dior. And that's obviously a way of saying you understand like high fashion.
Yes.
We're not saying that those are the only two companies that they know about. Mm-hmm. There are obviously other great companies too. But when it comes to Chanel and Dior, a lot of people just know, ooh, fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So we begin with the sentence, they are as blah, blah, as they are in blah, blah. That's just a nice sentence pattern to talk about how you have two situations going on and they're being compared and they are similar. Okay. All right. So as Campbell mentioned, moving on here, we're talking about the students, these fashion designers, young fashion designers, and they are studying where?
Maryland Institute College of Arts.
Okay. Specifically, which program, Campbell?
They're studying in the Fibers program, and they have a different approach in this program. They approach fashion from an unusual perspective.
Okay. Fibers program. I must say, I have never thought much about Fibers program.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's rather new and interesting, though. I could see why there would be this program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the graduates, what are they doing, Amanda?
Well, they're creating inventive garments informed by education rooted in an understanding of textiles. And we said fibers, they're in the Fibers program, but textile is the cloth that the fibers make.
Okay.
And that's one of our specialized terms. There it says cloth made by hand or machine in large quantities.
Ah, I like that part in the end. Large quantities. So we're not talking about that little art project that I did many, many years ago in school. That little square that I created. That doesn't qualify. Okay. All right. Informed by education, rooted in the understanding of textiles. That's a mouthful, I must say.
Yeah, I think basically all it's saying is that students in this program study fabric. They study textiles. They study how it moves and the best way to use it and just the way to create and maybe be more inventive with how they use fabric.
Mm. Okay, so it's more than just a nice, pretty cloth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, this looks pretty or that looks cool. It's more than that. Or this feels nice.
Right.
We're going way beyond that. We're going down to the engineering probably. How is it made? What is it good for? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. Moving on, we have a comment here, a statement made actually. Fashion is a cultural force that relates to how we communicate ideas, values, fears, and aspirations. Who said that?
Well, this is by the Fibers Department Chair. And so this is the Fibers Program, and every program has somebody in charge of it, usually a professor. They are called the Department Chair or Chairperson.
Right.
So it's a shortening of that.
Right. It is a funny way of saying, would imagine especially for people just starting to learn English, you learn the word chair as that piece of furniture. And all of a sudden, later on, you realize you're not talking about the furniture anymore. You're talking about a person, the chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So Valeska Popolo, and the statement goes on to say, the quality that makes our graduates so valuable is their what, Campbell?
Is their ability to think critically and ask hard questions about how the fashion system functions.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they pride themselves in the fact that it's more than just about creating nice, pretty stuff or really cool, edgy stuff, but rather there's a lot of thought behind what they're creating, and they are thinking critically. Now, when you think critically, does it mean you're criticizing, Campbell?
No, it just means that you're looking at all the details and you're really taking time to study it, and to really understand what is going on. And when they talk about the fashion system, I think what they're talking about here is the industry. How does the industry work? You've got clothes that people design as art. You've got clothes that people design to sell. It's a business. So how do you create clothes that sell? How do you create clothes that are interesting? So how does this whole system work?
That's very good. In other words, what works, what doesn't work, let's talk about them, And we've seen over the years, I can say for sure for myself, looking back, some of the stuff that I've worn in the past just because it was, quote, fashionable. Now, it was totally ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's the thing, fashion changes, And so we were talking about fashion forward. So I think as they're studying how fashion works, there's also this idea of you're constantly challenging that, right? You're constantly trying to push the boundaries and change and maybe see if there's something else that could work or you can bend the rules a bit and maybe something that someone thought would, that would be weird actually turns out to be great.
Right. And with that, also we see certain things from the past coming back again,
right?
But somehow in a more improved version.
Yes. Mm.
So, yeah, things like that. So fashion certainly is more than just about looking good. There is a lot of thought behind it.
Yeah. It's actually very subjective, too. It's not very objective, like this is what looks good, this is not. This doesn't look good. Different people have different ideas. And I think that's why it talks about fashion communicates ideas, values, fears, and aspirations. Because, whether we admit it or not, when you look at a person, you make judgments.
Right.
Based on how you see what they're wearing,
Totally. I can remember many years ago, there was an article, The Do's and Don'ts, and there was a whole list of don't do this, when it comes to putting certain pieces of clothing together. And they had photos to show why it was a bad idea. And then now I'm looking, those so-called bad ideas are actually quite trendy right now.
Right, exactly.
It's ironic. And then certain things that you hear people say, dare to be yourself. You decide what looks good. You wear whatever you want.
Right.
And yet then certain celebrities, that's what they do. And then they're so criticized by the media for she wore that.
Yeah.
And how,
And then you've got Lady Gaga wearing meat and it's like, whoa, fashion.
Exactly. So, that is, as Campbell said, rather subjective.
Yeah. So, my personal philosophy with fashion is if you wear it with confidence, then it'll look good. Whatever you put on, if you wear it and you feel like I look good, but no matter what other people think, they'll think you look good.
Yeah. True. That's true, because I've seen people wearing stuff that looks like something that came from a certain magazine cover, and yet they lack confidence. And there's something about it that makes you just feel like they're just copycats.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to copy a certain look. And not that it's wrong, per se, but that lack of confidence shows.
Mm-hmm.
So fashion, in a sense, the clothing pieces might look great, but really that shouldn't be where your confidence is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go on to find out one of these designers. We have this student named Jordan Matthews, and we're going to find out about her style, her works, and what she's up to.
We'll be right back.
Jordan Matthews. She calls it swank. It's a bright pop of color, line, and pattern that Jordan Matthews paints on skirts and dresses. When she returned to the Mica for her senior year, Matthews used thinned and pigmented screen painting paste to emblazon the design on clothes. It was an instant hit. She began selling her work at a boutique specializing in creative, youthful fashions. Her pieces range from $80 for a top to $300 for vintage sports jerseys she transforms with zippers, glitter, and paint. Matthews graduated last spring with a degree in fibers and a concentration in experimental fashion design. Her designs are aimed at a really, really fun person who's not afraid to stand out, Matthews said. She believes fashion should be comfortable. She favors stretchy fabrics, even sweats. Pop art is an inspiration to Matthews. Music also inspires Matthews' designs. She became captivated by fashion during her freshman year at Mica. Matthews hopes to eventually open her own store and design showroom. She's on her way to establishing her brand. More than 3,000 people follow her on Instagram, where she often models her own designs.
Thank you, Steve. Friends, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. We're going over our fashion article for the month. My name is Liz, and I'm in the studio with Campbell and Amanda. And we've just finished going over part two of our lesson today. The section is on Jordan Matthews, who's a young student designer from the Maryland Institute College of Arts. And a short way of saying it would be MICA. M-I-C-A. All right. Let's find out a little bit more about Jordan Matthews. Let's talk about her work. First of all, what does she call it, Campbell?
Well, she calls her design aesthetic swank. And swank means just fashionable or very ostentatious, looks good.
All right. Ostentatious, a big word to describe a small word. But yes, definitely more of a slangy way of describing a concept. Okay. Swank. So when you have something that involves swank, you want people to see, you want people to notice, you want it to be catchy. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely not really for the shy person. If you want things to be low-key, subdued, you probably don't care for swank.
Right.
And we have a little bit more of a description. Amanda, what did we find out about swank?
It's a bright pop of color, line, and pattern that Jordan Matthews paints on skirts and dresses.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, I love that description. Bright pop of color, line, and pattern. And it's painted. Hmm. Interesting. So it's not like you can get, oh, I love that fabric, I'm going to buy myself like 2 meters of it.
Right.
You know? All right, so that means if it's painted, then it's one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's original.
Yeah, and we see examples of Jordan Matthews' designs on the top, on the right side. So we see a lot of the lines and the bold patterns and very bright colors that just draw your attention, you know, and that's what it means when you see something bold. It draws your attention.
Mm-hmm. It looks like modern art on fabric.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, we go on to see line 29 that she returned to the Mica for her senior year, and she used something for her design. What was it, Campbell?
She used thinned and pigmented screen painting paste to emblazon the design on clothes. So that is just a very complicated way to describe what she did. She used paint, basically, mm-hmm. and it is colored paint, which is what pigmented mean, mm-hmm. right? And then what pigmented means. And she thinned it out, she made it thinner, and she used it to paint and emblazon, which just means to print or decorate something in a noticeable way.
Okay, now the word thin, normally we use it as an adjective. You know, we think of it as being skinny, not fat, but when it's used as a verb, the meaning is a little different, so it's not as thick, in other words. Okay. And this idea of putting all this design on clothes, well, it made Jordan Matthews quite popular because people loved it. People think it's great. It was an instant hit. So then she began doing what, Amanda?
Well, she began selling her work at a boutique specializing in creative, youthful fashions. And a boutique is just a store that sells fashionable clothes, shoes, or jewelry. But it's smaller in size and usually has more unique items, things that you wouldn't find in the department stores.
Oh, very good. Good comparison right there between boutiques and department stores. Certain people like boutique shopping, and then you have those who don't care for it. They prefer department stores.
Mm-hmm.
Gamble, which kind are you?
I'm kind of a blend of both. I think I like boutiques in the sense that they give you something unique, mm-hmm. and if you don't want to wear something that you might see on someone else, then, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be good to go to a boutique. But if you don't mind more of the mainstream fashion than mm-hmm. department stores. And I do like some mainstream fashion as well, and so I do like shopping in department stores.
Cool. What about you, Amanda?
I think it's interesting that probably the mainstream started as boutique, but as they became more popular, mm-hmm. then they're able to open their store in a department store mm-hmm. because more people want to buy it. But I'm a bit like Campbell. I like a mixture of both mm-hmm. Because boutique is usually where the actual designer may start out.
Okay.
I'm thinking of in New Zealand, we have a lot of boutiques. And I enjoy shopping there because you won't find it anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
But in the department store, you know, you might find it in this department store and you know you're going to find it in the other department store.
True.
And having that consistency is good because mm-hmm. perhaps you like certain things from that line.
True,
right?
Yeah. True.
So.
And it is funny, I've seen in some larger stores, in department stores, okay, or certain brands, shall we say, the way they like to make their image, you know, when it comes to like how they present their collection is a boutique style.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you walk in the department store, you go to a certain counter, for example, and then you find everything displayed like it's a boutique.
Right.
Anyways, okay, going back to Jordan Matthews, okay, her pieces range from $80 for a top to $300 for vintage sports jerseys. Okay, and we're talking about U.S. dollars here.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty pricey, I must say.
Well, yeah, some fashion is very pricey.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Especially when we're talking about something that's vintage. Vintage just means something of high quality and lasting value. Usually it's something that's old that is redesigned and made new again.
Right. And some people love that style. Some mm-hmm. people don't. Mm-hmm. They prefer something more... Well, that idea of looking old just doesn't appeal to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, then Matthews graduated last spring with a degree in fibers and a concentration in experimental fashion design. Okay. And her designs are aimed at, okay, well, who's her audience?
A really, really fun person.
Okay.
Who's not afraid to stand out.
Okay.
Right.
Not just a fun person, but a really, really fun person.
Yeah.
Okay. And as we can see, if you have the magazine with you, top of page 24, those are some of her designs. You can see that, a really, really fun person would probably enjoy her stuff. Okay. And yet, even though she wants stuff to be so eye-catchy, you know, the colors, the print, everything, the patterns are all bold. She also believes in something else. What is it, Campbell?
She favors stretchy fabrics, even mm-hmm. sweats. So earlier when we talked about that vintage sports jersey, this is something that's usually made of cotton, something softer. It's not really harsh on the skin. It's just mm-hmm. very comfortable, but it's not sloppy. You know, her fashion is very, it's very well put together.
Right. But I find it interesting that she would touch sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I know for some people who are like very, very big when it comes to fashion, you know, they're really serious. To them, sweats is like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they find it to be like, it's there's no sense of fashion in it.
Right.
But I think Jordan Matthews is like challenging that concept. No, you can work with sweats.
Right.
And there's make been it a shift, I think. Mm-hmm. Like even recently you see people using a version of sweatpants with high heels that was never heard of before.
True. Yeah. Yes.
And they have, I mean, for men's clothes too, they have pants, like dress suit pants that are made of sweats and you could never tell unless you like touched it, you know, which I'm like, I want to get a pair because you can, you know, wear it to the office and
comfortable.
Be wearing sweats, but look like you're dressed up. You know?
Right. There's something about cotton, breathable, stretchy, Lycra.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, boy, we've come a long ways from the days where, you know, old fashioned trousers that you can't really sit down in. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, no one wants to wear anything that's too stiff.
No. Okay, so where does Matthews get her inspiration?
From pop art. And I think that's true. The colors she uses you may see in comic books or just what she calls pop art.
Popular
These colors
art.
Are very common in that art.
Right.
Okay, and what else?
And also music. So it's very musical. You see how her designs kind of move and are very expressive. So just kind of like music is.
Okay, so it sounds like she's always been into all this kind of stuff, you know, with her concepts, with the way she, you know, displays her artwork on fabric or through fabric. But when did she actually start getting interested in fashion?
During her freshman year at MICA, she became captivated, and captivated is one of our words. It just means to hold her attention. So she thought it was extremely interesting.
Okay. So just her freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. And so what does she hope to do?
Well, she hopes to eventually open her own store, maybe a boutique and design showroom. So it's a place where she can display her fashion, her art, and she's on her way to establishing her brand. Now, when we talk about a brand, we're talking about just a name that everybody knows. You know, for example, if we're talking about earlier, we talked about Chanel and Dior. These are brands. And when you brand something, people just start recognizing it as a standard for fashion.
Right. And already 3,000 people are following her on Instagram. And she is just well on her way. And that's just one student. We're going to find out more about another student, but that'll be for tomorrow. Time is up. So until then, this is Liz,
Amanda,
and Campbell
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.